Hello, everyone, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today we'll hear from Jeff Shepherd. He's from Norco, California.
I laughed when I heard, "Hi, Jeff," from the owner of the restaurant when I entered to get takeout food for my family. I told him I was happy he recognized me, with most of my face covered by a protective bandana. As we chatted, he agreed that reducing the anxiety of others and helping to remove fear are important aspects of dealing with pandemic concerns. The importance of handling fear was made clear to me several years ago when I was healed of a medically diagnosed, incurable condition. The doctor said he could save my life, but the condition would make it impossible for me to do my job. A complete healing occurred quickly through prayer alone, once I gained a better understanding of God's love and care, which erased the fear. The Bible tells us, "Perfect love casteth out fear." It's not our personal effort that does it. It's quieting thought to feel the always there embrace of God's unstoppable love. In Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures, author Mary Baker Eddy, referring to Jesus, states, "Like our Master, we must depart from material sense into the spiritual sense of being." I am confident, based on experience, that this spiritual sense of being includes the fact that we can experience protection from claims of bad after effects or economic fallout from the coronavirus. God, all-powerful divine love, is the only source of life. There is no other atmosphere we can breathe. Our identity as God's perfect children can never change and cannot be hidden to spiritual sense. As we strive in prayer to see that each one of us is created in God's image, we're removing the mask of materiality which claims that infinite divine love can be absent or less than complete. And this is what disperses the atmosphere of fear and contributes to healing.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.